This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. The show is raw and unfiltered. This is the great USA Radio Network. Chris pushing all the buttons, making it all go. And again, welcome to the show. Now, I know there's a million things we can talk about. We can talk about the debate from Tuesday night, and we will. We could talk about the coronavirus, and we will. I want to talk at the bottom of the hour. I've got a guest coming on to chat with us about Pete Buttigieg and that 9-year-old boy who wanted to come out as gay on stage, and I want to get a little background on that, so we'll chat with an author at the bottom of the hour. But I wanted to start out talking about a bill that happens to be in Congress right now, being debated, being bounced around. I don't think it's going to come to the floor to become a law, but it's just the thought process behind it shows you how radical and insane the left actually is. As you know, each year, legislators introduce thousands of bills, thousands of resolutions into the United States Congress. They're hoping that they'll become laws, and in fact, since 1999, a whopping 132,528 potential pieces of legislation have been proposed and debated, with slightly less than 3.3% of those bills eventually becoming a law. So even though tens of thousands of bills wind up in the shredder, essentially fading away into oblivion, there are still threatening, ugly, nasty, treacherous, devious laws circulating within the House of Representatives. And here on this national stage, across the entire country, it's my moral obligation and my patriotic duty to warn you about one such bill. H.R. 5383, New Way Forward Act. Now, the New Way Forward Act was introduced on December 10th, 2019, by Democrat Rep. Jesus Garcia of Illinois. And it's been co-sponsored by 44 Democrats, including Rep. Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The bill's official goal is to reform the process for enforcing the immigration laws of the United States. And after reading the potential law, there's a chance, I think, my personal opinion, is this might be the most radical piece of legislation ever proposed in this country. Are you scared yet? You should be. The motive is crystal clear. Erase borders, erase language, erase culture. Now, essentially, this legislation would completely neuter, defang the Department of Homeland Security. It wouldn't let state or local officials communicate with immigration enforcement. Functions such as apprehending illegal aliens would go right out the window. You can't have any conversation. So U.S. Immigration and Customs, ICE, would no longer be able to talk to local communities. The bill would seemingly abolish all existing enforcement against illegal immigration to the extreme point where if ICE wanted to detain someone who was here illegally, they'd have to actually prove in a court of law that the suspects are dangerous or flight risks. No longer would the simple act of just being here illegally be grounds for confinement. Fundamentally, this bill decriminalizes illegal entry into America and even decriminalizes people who have been previously deported, and I'll get to that in a second. Now, under the current law, immigrants who commit serious infractions must be deported regardless of their sentences. Now, if they get a 3-year sentence for a rape or what have you, they're deported. However, House Bill 5383. There would no longer be any crimes, including sex trafficking, drug offenses, even rape, that would automatically result in someone being deported. The bill is also retroactive, creating a pathway using taxpayer money to bring deportees back into America. I'm not making it up. Your tax dollars would go to fly someone from Ecuador who was sent back after raping somebody back here to have an opportunity to stay. Not making it up. This bill is broken up into seven subcategories, and I just want to go over them really, really quickly. Number one would be essentially judges, immigration judges, would be forced to show maximum leeway in rulings involving illegal aliens. They don't want to send them to jail. So whatever it is that they've done wrong, they're going to figure out a way to make it right, so they'll send them on their merry way. Number two, a strict statute of limitations. So the clock immediately begins running with all of the backlog that we have in this country. Essentially, anybody who's caught, it's going to be almost impossible to get them into a sentencing scenario, and they would be able to go free, greatly hindering the process of deportations. Number three, the phrase serious crime would get a much narrower scope. Only an alien who had been convicted of an aggravated felony and sentenced to a prison term of no less than 5 years shall be considered to have committed a serious crime. So any crime, no matter how vile and violent, would not be considered serious if the judge did not sentence the person to 5 years or more. So a lot of these cases, sexually explicit cases, they don't get the 5 years. So you're going to have these sexual perverts who are going to slide, and it's not going to be a serious crime. They're going to stay here. It's crazy. Number four, the bill would restore judicial discretion and end the removal process without due process. Again, simply reaffirming the power of the immigration judges. They will essentially be God. And if you're a member of MS-13, but you have a wife and four kids, well, the judge may see fit to ignore your violent past and simply let you stay. Section 5 simply castrates DHS and ICE, making it impossible for those agents to work within the communities. Section 6 decriminalizes migration, open borders, come on in, make yourself comfortable, whatever I got, you got. And finally, I saved the best for last, Section 7 of this bill, the right to come home. Any previously deported alien who falls under the new set of guidelines has the right to come back to America. I'm not even kidding about this. At the expense of the United States government. So if you were some scumbag who was shipped out back to Nicaragua because you were a rapist but didn't get 5 years, now because there's that loophole created by this bill, the United States government would have to pay for you to fly back here, put you up in a hotel, and have a hearing. That's right. Right in the bill. This is exactly from the bill. Word for word. The Secretary of Homeland Security shall provide transportation for aliens eligible for reopening and reconsideration of their proceedings under this section at government expense to return to the United States for further immigration proceedings and shall admit or parole the alien into the United States of America. Can't make it up, guys. You cannot make this stuff up. It's chaotic. It's crazy. I don't think this bill will see the light of day as is, but the thought process to put this bill together, to put it on paper, to submit it, that is the left. That is insane progressivism. That is just going to destroy this country. It's a diabolical plan by the Democrats. It's exactly what it is. They want to flood this country with everybody and anybody who is willing to get here, no matter what the status is. You could have somebody who is dying of the bubonic plague, and they want them here. You can get folks in now without skills who are criminals. This bill goes out of its way to show favor upon folks who have committed, in some cases, serious crimes. There's no way against it. It's right there in the bill. It's right there. Plain as the nose on your face. You can read it for yourself. And what does that tell you? If they're willing to bring criminals in, they don't give a damn about you. You know, when you swear an oath of office at whatever level, dog catcher right on up to the President of the United States, you're swearing an oath to protect and serve the people of your community. That is what you're supposed to be doing. That is what you're supposed to be doing. And this kind of action, these kinds of thoughts, it's completely counterproductive, anti-American to where we want to go. I feel for the folks who come here and try to make a better life for themselves. I really do. I mean, I've said this a million times, if I said it once, if I was living in an impoverished scenario, an impoverished setting, if I was in Nicaragua or if I was trying to make my bones in El Salvador or whatever, and there was no food and there was no money and there was no work, would I come to America? Hell yeah. Would I break the law to get here? Yes. No question about it. I would go out of my way to break every law to get here to improve the lot of my life and my family. I mean, that's just human nature. That's the condition of humanity. Give yourself a better opportunity to be happy and free. But, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot, first of all, we cannot afford open borders. We cannot afford open borders and open social programs. No chance. But the thought that your legislators in Washington are all for double thumbs up, bringing criminals into this country and allowing them to stay and bending over backwards for them, that, ladies and gentlemen, is inexcusable and completely unacceptable. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Raw and Unfiltered is the name of the show. The great USA Radio Network is the network it's on. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.WayneRoot.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the real water concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the real water concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant power. powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay a small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Moore sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show's Finest Known. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America. The leadership of Finest Known is a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home, and they went big. Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan silver dollars. The Morgan silver dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks, all with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, you're getting 20 at the best price ever. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's President Adam Crum will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. Just say WAR when you call. It's a one-time only offer for WAR listeners and fans. Just say WAR or tell them you listen to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call now at 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929. Known.com. Great deal just for my listeners.
All right, we're back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Once again, Wayne Allen Root will be with us at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. You can always email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. You can also call in right now. We've got we've got a minute or two here. We might not have enough time, but towards the end of the show, if you want to call in, 833-WAR-TALK, we'll have some time. I went to the dentist today, so I'm feeling a little bit out of it, right? So I had to have an old, like, crown taken off, which was just ridiculously painful. I had to give me 3 shots. Yes! That is exactly right. Yes! That was me today. Screaming like a 6-year-old girl. And I'm still in pain. And I try to do my dentist a favor by, you know, not eating anything before I go in there, so that, you know, he doesn't have to pick through Oreos and stuff like that and pieces of, well, I don't really eat salami, but I was trying to make a joke. But the point is, I was starving when I got out of the dentist, and I was on my way here, back here, and I was in tremendous pain, so I stopped at the supermarket, and I was planning on buying some apples. However, I walked by the aisle that has the garbage food, and this grocery store was selling chocodiles, boxes of chocodiles, 2 for $4. I don't know how you go, you know, how do you walk? Can't walk by that. I mean, that's about as good as it gets. Chocolate covered Twinkies. I mean, come on, that's a home run. So I stopped and I got them, and I already had 2, and now I feel lousy. I feel worse now than I did when I was sitting in the dentist chair, and I never eat that food, but I don't know what it was. It was calling to me today. It was saying, Lee, come here. All right. Speaking of, by the way, fast food, real quick, before I'm out of time. I thought this was fake, and then I did a double check, and it's not fake. Now, this is not a plug for McDonald's, but McDonald's apparently is selling candle scents. The things that smell like McDonald's things. And what you're supposed to do, apparently, is you are supposed to burn all of these 6 McDonald's scents together, and then it smells like a Big Mac. You're supposed to, I'm not making it up. They have a cheese scent, an onion scent, a sesame seed bun scent, a fresh beef, and then a pickles all together. You burn them all at the same, like you burn them one at a time. Well, you look like an idiot. But if you burn all 6, somebody walks into your house and they think maybe Donald Trump is there and you're about to have Big Macs for dinner. That's what they think. And that's the possibility. I thought that was kind of funny. I don't know where you would buy that. I mean, I haven't been in McDonald's probably in 20 years. Maybe the McDonald's are actually selling them. I don't know. Hey, there's an orangutan down in Florida named Sandra who was just granted legal personhood from a judge. Believe it or not, it is a true story. She's got a new home in Florida, and she celebrated her 34th birthday on Valentine's Day. I love this story. This poor little, she's not little, orangutan. Been in that zoo in Argentina for her whole life. Now she's coming to Florida, and she's considered a person. So I guess she'll be able to vote. And I trust her more to vote than the illegal aliens in Florida. But Sandra the orangutan will be living in Florida soon. All right, so here's the deal. I'm going to take a break. I got a great guest coming up. Interesting. It's just going to be an interesting sort of conversation. This Pete Buttigieg and this young gay kid, 9 years old, up on stage. I didn't really feel right about this. We'll get the opinion from this author. We'll do that after the bottom of the hour. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is calling on unity when it comes to the United States' response to the growing coronavirus threat.
People expect us to work together, and I promise you, This president, this administration, is going to work with leaders in both parties. We'll work with leaders across this nation at the state and local level. And this president will always put the health and safety of America first.
The vice president's comments not doing anything to calm the folks on Wall Street as the Dow lost 1,191 points to finish at 25,767. The NASDAQ fell 414 and the S&P lost 138. And more Americans are filing for unemployment claims. According to the Labor Department, 219 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
The sponsor of the show is RootWall.com. Main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Root Wall studio. RootWall.com. Time to take a stand. We either build the wall with Mexico or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall Pack. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to RootWall.com. Everything's at RootWall.com. The videos, the explanations, the columns, the distribution of funds, it's all there. We will build this wall together. RootWall.com. And then, of course, I got to give the disclaimer required by FEC. Root for the Wall Pack paid for is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. RootWall.com.
All right, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Very special guest joining me right now about a topic that we spent, man, I swear, like 2.5 hours on just the other day. His name is Armin Broad. He's the author of The Expectant Father, The Ultimate Guide for Dads-to-Be. Armin, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
All right. So I got to ask you, we had a big controversy the other day talking about whether or not Pete Buttigieg should have been the go-to guy for this 9-year-old boy who came out as gay. Can you give me your assessment on this?
Well, I think there's a whole bunch of issues there. I think it smacks to me a little bit as though the parents said, hey, this would be a really good opportunity. And I think that what we're doing is sexualizing our kids and encouraging them to do things. That's one thing, that the parents put this kid up to it, I think.
Right.
But the other part of it is that this is a 9-year-old kid, and I'm thinking when I was 9 years old, I did not think about sexuality in that way. I was thinking about whether I could catch a fly ball or pick up a grounder or, you know, hop across the road or something. I mean, it just never occurred to me to be thinking about things like that. And I know kids are exposed to a lot more messaging and a lot more images and things like about sexuality than we were at that age. But it's so there's that. But there's also, I mean, this kid does not clearly understand how television works. He's going on to a televised broadcast to tell Pete Buttigieg a secret.
Right.
I mean, if you think that you're going to, if you think you just didn't come out right there and then to you know, millions of people, you don't understand what's going on. So if you got a kid who doesn't understand television, how can he possibly understand sexuality? And so there are just so many problems with this. The parents should have been encouraging their kid to talk to them and talk about these issues and understand what it is that the kid thinks. Why does he think he's gay at 9 years old? He could be. It's entirely possible. But it seems early to just let a kid do that. So there's so many different issues we get into in detail, but it's a muddle and it's a mess and it's a really unfortunate situation.
Oh, so I'm glad you brought that up because 9 to me clearly is way too early. I don't know what the appropriate age is, but like you had just said, at 9, I mean, I was clueless on all of that stuff. I mean, completely in the dark. And it wasn't until, you know, later on, you're in high school, et cetera, when you start to kind of realize what the heck is going on. But, I mean, I'm sorry. I know that there are a lot of folks out there who want to say that, you know, people know as early as 5, 6, 7 years old. And, you know, you've got people actually engaging and they're promoting these young kids, gender switch from boy to girl or girl to boy. I mean, how is that even possible, Armin, that somebody would, at that age, would promote something like that?
Well, that's the point, is promoting it. And I think that's where the problem is that we are allowing our kids to get out there and do that. We're presenting to them a variety of options. I mean, when I was a kid, there were not that many options. There was straight, and maybe there was gay, and maybe you heard every once in a while about a guy who dressed up in dresses. But what the kids have available now is all sorts of different options. There's pansexual, bisexual, transsexual, and the difference between gender identity and sex identity. And these are issues that we need to confront and we need to deal with and understand. But to tell kids that those are all equal opportunity things, despite the fact that they're statistically very small, I mean, straight and gay tends to be the dominant thing, and then there are some people who are gay, and then there are some people who are trans, but they're very small percentages. And, you know, an example, this is just the whole big debate that we've been having about bathrooms and about whether people can go into the bathroom that matches with their sexual identity as opposed to their gender identity. And it confuses the heck out of kids. And we need to be talking to our kids and helping them to process and filter the garbage out of the conversations, and but not tell them what to think, not tell them that what they're thinking is wrong, but help them to understand that there are kids. I actually believe that there are kids who are 3 or 4 years old. They just know somehow that they don't feel right. They don't feel like a boy or they don't feel like a girl. That's entirely possible. But for the majority of kids, I think to be choosing whether you're gay or straight at 9 and to encourage a child to do that is just not responsible parenting.
Armin Brott, author of the New Father book series, a nationally published columnist on manhood and fatherhood and host of Positive Parenting, a weekly talk show as well. That leads me to my next question. So as a kid that young, I mean, I did what my parents thought was the right thing to do. If they said do it, you did it. If they thought this was good, you did it. How much influence does these parents of these kids who may just be either confused or just don't know or unsure, how much of the push do these parents have on these kids when they get to that very volatile age?
Well, I think they have some influence, but they don't have control. I think that's the distinction, is that you can help your child filter through all of the various options and understand what the options are and what the implications are of making certain choices. But I think if we try to push them, even at the age of 9, things are a little bit different than when we were growing up, is that when you get to be a teenager, the moment your parents say, yeah, what you're thinking is wrong, or that's stupid, or you shouldn't do that, that's immediately going to produce the exact opposite reaction in the kid. But that's starting at 9 years old. There's a little bit of that pushback and a little bit of the rebellion that didn't used to be there quite so young. But talking to kids and encouraging them to explain what it is that they're thinking and why they're thinking that, and to help them, to guide them through decision-making processes, as opposed to telling them what to think. Because I think if we tell them what to do and we insist that we know, and the reality is that we don't know. I mean, I got a lecture about a year and a half ago from my 16-year-old who came back from school, and she said, you know, we need to talk about the difference between sexual identity and gender identity. And I think until then, I thought that they were pretty much the same, but they aren't. And it's important for us to understand, as parents, to understand the vocabulary, understand what these things mean, because they may sound crazy, they may sound wacky, but they are real things, and they are issues that our children are struggling with. And if we don't know anything about it, and we just want to say, well, when I was a kid, we didn't do that stuff, that's not going to help them. We need to be able to help them, again, process information, make good decisions, which means we need to educate ourselves. And sometimes that means getting educated by our kids.
In your expert opinion, can you learn in an environment that is so pro one way? Can you learn how to be gay? And this was a topic that we had, you know, talked about the other day, and one that I wanted to get your opinion on. So let's say you were placed into a same-sex parent household. You were a foster kid and at a very young age, and they were, you know, very outgoing in that direction, because we don't really know the answer to this, I don't think, because there hasn't been enough time for us to digest it, and the studies haven't come out. But I mean, in your opinion, do you think that you could learn a lifestyle because you've grown up in that lifestyle?
I think it's possible that you could be encouraged, or you could be subtly pushed in one direction or the other. But I think really and truly that being gay or straight is something you're born with. And that there's, it seems to me, I've tried to look at the research on this stuff, and it doesn't seem that gay parents, that same-sex couples, are any more likely to have a gay child than straight couples. But I think if you are continually telling kids that you can be anything that you want, and when you see now with the whole intersectionality thing, that the more boxes you can check and the more minority situations you can be. If you're a trans female, you get extra points. If you're a black trans female, you get even more extra points.
Right.
But it almost encourages kids, yep, to do something, to try to find something that will make them more attractive or cooler. And what I worry about is that it becomes trendy as opposed to something that you really are.
Right. Okay. That's a great answer. One more question, because I'm running out of time. And we have this happen here in my home state of Connecticut a lot, where they have these libraries that have transgendered men come and read stories to little kids, right? It's like reading time. And I mean, I know it happens in other states as well, but I wanted to get your thoughts on that. Like, why would we want to do that to kids that are very young to confuse them? I don't get that.
I don't know. I on one hand, you think the little kids are just incredibly non-judgmental.
Yeah.
And they don't really care who reads them a story. They don't care who it is. They're kind of like puppies. They don't care if you're tall or fat or short. It doesn't make any difference, just as long as you read the story. At the same time, though, they're going to say that this is a time when their kids are trying to figure out who they are.
Right.
And if you're saying, wait, that's a guy, but he's wearing a dress and he's got makeup on, and well, that's weird. I don't know what that means. And then to not have a conversation about it is the worst thing we can do, is because we need to be talking to our kids about, okay, so they have this person at the library, and if you don't like that, the next time you don't let your kid go to the library. But it happened, and so you got to say, what did you think about that? What do you think about a guy wearing a dress? Is that the funny thing? I mean, is that like a Halloween costume? And encourage the kids, to the extent that they're able to, depending on their ages, to talk about how that made them feel and what they were thinking about, so that they don't end up trying to get information from their friends or just making stuff up or going online if they're a little bit older and getting information, which is the worst possible place to get information.
Right.
So it's about the communication between the parents and the children, and helping the kids guide them a little bit, but understand them, so we don't try to push them away, because if we tell them what to think, they're going to head the other way.
Listen, the book is The Expectant Father, The Ultimate Guide for Dads-to-Be. His name is Armin Brott. Armin, where can they get the book?
MrDad.com, MRDAD.com is one place, that book, and then there's a whole series. There's The New Father, there's The Dad's Guide to the Toddler Years, but Amazon or any place you buy your books is also a great place to get it too. But at the website, there's the podcasts and lots of newspaper columns and all sorts of advice that's all free.
All right, well, listen, thanks a lot for that. It's a great different perspective. We appreciate your expertise, and I'll talk to you down the road, but thank you very much and good luck with the book.
Hey, thank you.
All right, have a good one. We got to go. We'll come right back once again. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey, and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Root.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with more.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, Real Water, the sponsor of this segment of the show. Real Water is all about negative ions. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. And because of all those extra electrons, say that five times fast, extra electrons, it is beyond alkalinity. And that's why it's the big rage right now. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brett and Amy, owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners, you, a very special deal. So go to Amazon or go to your Prime Amazon program and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10 WAR, that's the number 10, and then WAR, W-A-R, all caps, no space between 10 and WAR, all caps, and you will receive a 10% discount. Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. Doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you'll taste and feel the difference. Guess who gets it delivered to the door every week? Wayne Allen Root.
All right, we are back. And again, my name is Lee Elsie, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. You can give us a call, 1-833-WAR-TALK, if you want to get on before we wrap it up. Wayne will be here in like 13 or 14 minutes, ready to rock and roll. I'm sure he's in the green room. Oh, green. Hell, I can't say green. Green room already, getting ready to go. Listen, I was up on this website earlier, and I was taking a look at the coronavirus. And listen, is it going to be this national calamity? Nobody really knows. It's essentially the flu on steroids. I don't want to minimize it, but right now we're talking about 2,817 deaths. You've got 82,790 people actually already confirmed with the virus, and I guess 8,472 people currently are in serious or critical condition, which is 18% of the people actually have active cases, which again is not good. But if you look at this country, tens of thousands thousands of people die every year from the flu. The more doctors I talk to, the more they are worried about the flu as opposed to the coronavirus. I think the coronavirus, though, is just sort of setting this precedent of how vulnerable we actually are when it comes to these kinds of potential pandemics that could wreak havoc. This one probably isn't the one, knock on wood. But again, I don't believe that we're out of the woods. I do think that somewhere along the line, because the way we live our lives and the way we can travel from continent to continent, something will happen somewhere along the line. Hopefully, again, we'll be able to figure out how to control it. But, I mean, if you look back at the history of this planet from right before BC and the turn of the whole calendar, we've had all these different situations where we've lost millions of people to different problems like the bubonic plague, etc. So it's been ugly, and again, I do think somewhere along the line something will come and cause us a lot of havoc, but I hope it doesn't. Hey, real quick before we run out of time and sort of leave you with a fun note before Wayne gets in here. As I was looking at the debate the other night up on the stage, I couldn't help but sort of equate each of these candidates with a certain character, either a cartoon character or, some kind of a mythical fake character. And I was going person by person, and it just jumped out at me. So Bloomberg is essentially Montgomery Burns, right? Buttigieg is Alfred E. Newman, who is the Mad Max magazine sort of cover boy. He's exactly the same. They're exactly the same. Elizabeth Warren writes itself. It's Pocahontas. That's easy. Sanders and Biden are Stadler and Waldorf at the end of the Muppets, the ones who are up in the balcony who yell and scream about everything. That's them. That's the two of them. That's all I kept thinking. Amy Klobuchar is pretty much every middle-aged, middle-class American mom slash housewife in the entire country. I hate to say it like that, but that's who she reminds me of whenever I see her. And then Tom Steyer is his butthead from Beavis. But I don't know why I just kept thinking that. Maybe it was his hair or the shape of his face. Exactly. So listen, as far as Saturday goes, if you take a look at the latest round of polls, Biden is in the lead. He's had a 10-point lead as of this morning. He'll probably win South Carolina, probably saving his campaign moving forward. And I still think that it's all hands on deck to figure out a way to speed bump, if you will, Bernie Sanders, because he's not going to be allowed to win this nomination. It's just not going to be what happens. Somehow, some way, they're going to figure something out. I don't know if they're going to be able to rig the elections, but they'll certainly be able to sort of maybe move some of the folks who are in the middle and move them to one of the other candidates. I think maybe they might even go as far as to knock either a Klobuchar out or tell somebody else, Buttigieg even, to step aside, because your votes need to go to Biden or your votes need to go to Bloomberg, because they can't let Bernie get too far ahead. Anyway, listen, thank you very much to my great guest. He was fantastic. Thank you very much to Chris. Always a lot of fun doing these Tuesdays and Thursday nights. Wayne Allen Root is warmed up and ready to go, and he'll take the stage here in just a matter of minutes. Be safe this entire weekend. Enjoy it. Get out there. Have some fun wherever you may be across this great country. Radio stations who are listening to Raw and Unfiltered, I mean, he's bringing it to you every single night. So Wayne's doing a great job, and I thank you for letting me be a big part of this program. We'll come back. Well, he'll come back. I'm done for today. You guys have a great one. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sleep offer.